Hey, good day. We are here at the Rural Symposium 25 in Boca Raton, and I'm here with a special guest, Brad Langell, President, CEO, Director of Go Gold. It's great to have you.
Great to be here, Steve. Thanks.
So you're a production company, an exploration company.
Right.
I mean, where are you guys, for our investors, where are you on the Lassonde curve, and where's the upside?
Now? Yeah, you know, that Lassonde curve, you can't ignore it, it's real. And you know what happens, everybody gets out there and they discover a deposit. For example, Los Ricos South, we entered into that project in March 2019.
Okay.
And had a few drill holes, not very many, but we went in there and we put in 250,000 meters of drilling. And we had some great drill holes. I mean, some of the best in the industry.
Yeah.
You know, we drilled things like, 55 meters of 2.7 kilos of silver equivalent in Los Ricos South. So, and we were putting out drill results every 2 weeks. And we were climbing that excitement of discovery, first part of the Lassonde curve. And yeah. We traded as high as $3.85. You know, we're pretty heavily institutionally held. We're about 50% institutional, and you know, the rest are,
that's pretty,
you know, insiders in the company are about 20%, and the rest are retail. You know, the institutional shareholders, you know, every 2 weeks you put out these results and results and results. Eventually, it's kind of, everybody looks at you and said, well, what does it all mean?
Yeah.
You know, and it means we have, you know, about 280 million ounces of silver equivalent.
Wow.
But, you know, your investors want to know, what is your path now to production? You know, always there's people say, well, maybe someone will take you out. From my experience, over 32 years of mining,
yeah,
it seldom happens. And when it does happen, it's more when you have it built or you're ready to build or, you know, you got your permit, you're gonna build. That's more when it happens. Because the hard part is what we've been doing over the last 6 years in Los Ricos, you know? And I'm not saying there's not a lot of hard work ahead, you know, building a mine. But I think now you go down that Lassonde curve, you go into the trough of the Lassonde curve. You know, you get into front-end engineering design and final feasibility studies.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the investors, that gets a little on the boring side of the curve, right? So now we're coming out of that, though. With this permit, and, you know, get into your breaking ground, get into your first pour, and all of that,
yeah,
then you're climbing out of that Lassonde curve. Then you're going to, you know, really producing the bars. Now that's where we are. So I'd say the next big, big catalyst is going to be that permit, that final permit, and that's going to be soon. Now that's going to probably be one of the biggest catalysts we've had in the company.
In timeline, you're looking at several months, you said?
You know, I would say, I hate to sound like a broken record because I've probably been saying several months for the last 12 months,
okay,
but we are getting very close. And, you know, you have to look at Mexico. Mexico, like I said, I've worked there a lot of years,
right,
and it's always been a great jurisdiction for mining.
Yep.
And I typically would get a permit 3 to 6 months, we'd have a permit, which is unheard of.
Right.
Canada right now is 10 years
right
to get a permit. But Mexico, you know, it had a period of time with AMLO, you know, the last president.
Yep.
We have a new president now in Mexico, Claudia Sheinbaum. And during the AMLO administration, you know, mining permits really, really slowed down and got backlogged. Now, she has taken office last October, and permits have been moving, and we know we're close to the top of the list to get a permit here, along with some other great companies in Mexico, and we're all getting the same message. The message is, yes, we are open for mining.
Yeah.
We want mining done properly, and we have always done it that way. We've always known that community, environment, safety, these are the top things.
Yeah.
And that's why we've got to build four mines in Mexico, because we already always respected that. I'm very happy with what I see coming out of Claudia Sheinbaum's administration.
Okay.
And I do feel that we're getting very, very close to that permit.
And you've got the connections, you've been there working with connections 29 years in Mexico.
For sure. All the different parties, all the different presidents, you know, the industry, you know, on our board of directors, for example, we have Karen Flores. Now, she is the CEO of their Mining Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
So she represents industry with government. I mean, she's, you know, back and forth liaison with government every day,
yeah,
you know, as they're working, when they worked on their new mining law and what have you. So, you know, we are very fortunate in that we have great political, I say political, great connections with the government, in that we, you know, we can, we know what's going on, and
yeah,
we're one of the stakeholders, of course. Yeah.
Let's go shift gears a little bit and talk about the share structure.
Okay.
You also, I mean, first of all, I'm impressed with how tight it is.
Yeah.
If you can, are you able to share a little bit more about the institutions or some major investors? I mean, I know you got skin in the game, but.
Yeah, and I'd say, you know, I'd say one thing about our share structure, you say how tight it is.
Yeah.
I'd say I like how loose it is.
Tell me more.
Okay. I like the fact that, you know, okay, it's tight as in, I'm the longest term shareholder. I've never sold a share. I like the fact that we have great liquidity. I like the fact that we are 50% institutionally held. You know, there's a lot of ETFs who trade our stock. You know, yeah, we have a lot of great retail shareholders. I mean, you know, people talk sometimes, and just not, you know, I'm not necessarily referring to HERA, of course, but, you know, companies talk about how tight their share structure is.
Yeah.
What that means is there are few people are, you know, you have these many shares, but there's only, nobody's trading, so
right,
the stock is, could be artificially high. Ours trades every day, millions of shares,
okay,
and it's traded by, you know, top institutions, the VanEck of the world, Europe, the IXOs, you know, Earth Resources, Sprott, Franklin, and it's a real market. It's a real market, it's a real liquid market, and that's why we have such good institutional following as well, because institutions know they can come in and get out and trade millions of shares every day.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know.
Where, how many shares outstanding?
374 million shares outstanding.
Okay.
And, you know, we have some options, but not really any warrants. So on a fully diluted, I think we'd be maybe 383 or something on a fully diluted basis, 385. And on a fully diluted basis, I'd be about 19 million plus shares, around 19 and change. Yeah.
So your gold, you guys are right now a big silver play. You guys are a gold play.
Yeah, good name for the company, eh? Gold, the silver company.
Yeah. So gold play, silver play, can you tell us a little bit more about?
Well, we are, you know, by value, our Los Ricos project is, well, you know, gold has gone up a lot more than silver, so we're probably about 50-50, but we were about 60-40 weighted to silver.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, that kind of goes with the lay of the land in Mexico. You know, Mexico being one of the biggest silver producers in the world, it's because of geology. You know, it's has more silver assets in the world. And in the name, you know, all joking aside, we started with this gold. I won't take the credit for picking the name, but anyway, and you know, as we evolved, and silver is more important than the company, we're just very well known. You know, we've always had a big institutional following because of the other companies we've done in the market in Mexico, and, you know.
You've got the track record.
Yeah, you know, you get to the point, well, we should change the name to Go Silver, right? And now everybody knows, a lot of people know what Go Gold. We branded it as Go Gold, the silver and gold company.
Gotcha.
So
we're here at the Rule Symposium. People are interested, they're bought into the gold and the silver.
Yeah.
In terms of value, you know, in terms of risk and reward,
yeah,
as well as, you know, like, Go Gold, what kind of upside do we see? Do you see any risks here? And of all the gold and the silver companies, why Go Gold?
Yeah, on risk, I would say, you know, there's always risk. This is the mining business, you know, there's reserve risk, and there's you know, metallurgical risk, sometimes there's country risk, but how do you mitigate the risk? That's the important thing. And how do you get, you know, good returns that are worth the risk? And you mitigate it by dealing with people who have done it before, who are very sound technical people, as well as good finance people and good marketing people, because many, you know, many a project has blown up because of technical in a, you know, mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we pride ourselves on being very strong technically, and we pride ourselves on being, you know, very financeable, and that we've done very well at financing our projects. And, you know, we have a good, we feel we have a good reputation with especially the institutional market, and, you know, they trust us, and we, you know, we do what we say we're going to do. And that's how you mitigate. So risk, yeah, you know, just be careful. I think the investors should look for not just, you know, flashy storytelling. They should also look for, make sure there's some sound technical people involved, and just understand it's a long road from that first drill hole to building a mine.
Yeah,
and you know, we've always kind of had a philosophy that, look, you can never guarantee, especially, we've done a lot of that early stuff, you know, and you can never guarantee that a project's going to work for sure, right? But yet, we've always taken the philosophy, but we have to make sure the company works. So if the project doesn't work, we'll find another project and we'll make it work. And that has worked for us. We really never, we've always, we're, you know, knock on wood, we're batting 1,000, right? All the things we've been involved in, we haven't had the blow-ups, you know.
Right.
You have your bumps in the road, but at the end of the day, it all works. Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Last question, or two questions, is one, do you have any news that you can share with our followers and listeners? And then two, if you can end with your tickers and where you're trading and how we can contact you.
Yeah, GLG, DF over in the OTC, and GGD on the Toronto Stock Exchange. So I'll start with the last part first. But anyway, as far as news, I mean, we had news today, you know, our Parral project just keeps on chugging along quarter by quarter, varies in like a couple thousand ounces of silver equivalent by quarter, you know, and we're making in the range of about $3 million US free cash flow mine site from that project. The biggest news I hope to report again is permit. I mean, that's our biggest catalyst we'll ever have had. And we continue to do some drilling around Los Ricos South. We should have a release soon on some results from that. You know, we think we can make it bigger, near to where we're building a mine. But, you know, stay tuned. I'm very, very confident. I'm totally confident we're going to have our permit. Just, I don't see any question of that. I mean, that's not... just contrived in my head. That's
right.
All the conversations we're having with the government. You know, they're open for mining. They need the foreign investment. And we do, you know, we do everything right. We know them. We know them all. We've done. We have a good track record in Mexico. It's going to happen. That's going to be very, very positive for the stock. And now's a good time to come in and participate. You know, it's a good opportunity to make a nice gain over that with that catalyst. And you know, it's not just that catalyst. I mean, we probably trade at about, you know, most of the analysts, you know, 0.5 times the net asset value of the company, or 0.4 times the net asset value of the company. With it constructed, you know, we will move up one plus the net asset value of the company. I'm talking probably with that catalyst we'll trade at 0.5-ish. We're trading more around 0.4 today. So there's, and if you look at the deals that have been done in our space, and there's not a lot of kind of, I'll say, silver producers that are as close to being pure silver producers as us.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of takeouts. You know, Los Gatos taken out at 1.7 times net asset value, Silvercrest at 1.7 times net asset value.
Yeah.
And Mag Silver recently, they're a project similar. So you look at us today, and I'd say a 0.4 times net asset value, big catalyst coming. We're going to build it. We'll get it done. And look at what the other ones are being taken out at. So there's a good opportunity. And I want to say, I'm not going to say low risk, because nothing's low risk in the mining industry. But on a relative risk basis, we've done it before, strong technically, market support. And I didn't mention our balance sheet. We'd have about 138 million US cash in the bank and no debts. So, you know, we're strong balance sheet.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. Well, you check a lot of boxes. I just, for our listeners, I am not currently an investor, but after this conversation, I'm going to be doing a lot more research, and I'm excited to hear what you guys are doing. I look forward to following your story and your projects. One last thing is, if anyone wants to follow your story, what's the best way to do it? Can you share your website, maybe an email?
GoGoldResources.com. I'm Brad at GoGoldResources.com. Steve Lowe, Steve at GoGoldResources.com. Steve is corporate development and investor relations. And, you know, we're always open, mostly through Steve, and somebody wants to talk to me. And, Steve sets it up, and we do calls all the time. So,
well, enjoy this conversation. Thanks so much for sharing.
Great. Thanks, Steve.